Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Is this Joseph?
Yes.
Hey, Joseph, it's Steve Wilson from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing?
Well, great. Thank you for calling. I've been
Joseph,
expecting your call.
I'm really sorry I got late. I was stuck in a meeting, and I'm really sorry about that.
No problem. I understand. It's a busy business.
Thank you so much for understanding. Please tell me, this is a good time. Can we talk right now?
Yes, we can.
Sounds perfect. All right. So we will be creating your Facebook page and an Instagram account for the social media marketing. And first of all, I would love to know your feedback over the social media calendar that I have shared with you.
Well, I was very impressed with it. I was particularly impressed with the textual descriptions as well as the visuals that pertain to the second novel entitled The Patriot's Angels, because those descriptions quite accurately expressed what the book is about and its themes. Not so much, would I say, did the descriptions of the first book, The Accidental Patriot, mainly because they did not focus on the dog, Augie, who is the central figure in all three of those novels. And especially the graphical depictions, other than the cover of The Accidental Patriot, did not seem to address the canine feature. But overall, I was blown away by them. I like the use of some other graphics, nothing I, as a senior citizen, would have thought of. But I can see how they would appeal, especially to younger people and to audiences interested in thriller, almost scary type books. I would say, though, that so you know, my three novels that you're going to be marketing are they are in the suspense and thriller category, but they are by no means they don't cross any line in the direction of science fiction or horror or violence, but they are squarely military espionage, political espionage with a great, big, lovable dog. And this ordinary man who the government needs, Stanley Bigelow, he's never served. He gets in way over his head, doesn't realize the danger that he is putting himself into. But I did like overall very much, and I think with a fairly minor textual work, which is able to be gathered from the back covers of each, it struck me that the back cover text was not relied on very much in constructing the example ads for The Accidental Patriot, or and to a lesser extent, Too Good to Be True. For example, and you can, if your person could look at the back covers, whoever wrote the text portions for the second book, The Patriot's Angels, plainly relied on the cover text, and I appreciated that.
Perfect, perfect. So I totally got your point.
go on.
Yeah, so I'm saying I totally got your point. And so it's going to be there are minor changes required in the captions of book novel 1 and novel 3.
Yes.
Right? Perfect.
Yeah.
And The Patriot's Angel is the second novel. So it's I just saw that it's also not in the sequence. So we'll just keep it in the sequence. The first one is going to be Accidental Patriot. Second is going to be the Patriot's Angel, and the third one is going to be Too to Be Good. Right?
Correct.
Perfect.
Correct.
Perfect. I totally got your point. I will share your valuable feedback with the team. We'll get the captions revised, and we'll share the revised calendar with you by the end of the day or max by tomorrow.
That'd be beautiful. Now, I was very encouraged by what you said in your first sentence on this call, that you will be setting up the Facebook and Instagram pages because I am just terrible at knowing how to do that. And I need you people to do all of that setting up as you say it.
Yep, exactly. That's what we will be doing. And I will also be sharing all the credentials and the link of the Facebook page to you so you can also yourself monitor all the postings over there, and if you want to post something on your from your side, so you can surely do that as well.
Excellent. Now, will you also be doing pages on any other platforms in addition to Facebook and Instagram?
For the social media marketing, it's only going to be on the Facebook and Instagram. These are the only platforms from where we can get the most of the audience. Besides this, we will be doing like the SEO and the Amazon promotions as well, promotional campaigns on Amazon. So
that the next step?
Yep, those are going to be the next steps. The first step is just to like create the awareness among the people through social media.
I love it.
All right. And Joseph, can you please check your text message? You must have received a code from for Instagram.
I'll check. Hang on.
Sure.
Yes, I just received one. It says it has 6 digits. It's your Instagram code. Don't share it. That's what I received.
Can you please tell me the code?
0-84-352.
All right. 084352.
Yes.
Perfect. Just a minute here. All right, perfect. So we are done with the Instagram account creation. The account has been created. Now for getting the revisions done and getting your final feedback over the calendar, we will be initiating the marketing campaign. And for the Facebook, we will be just creating a page, so it doesn't require any code or anything. And I do require one thing from your side. I want you to share a picture of yourself, which we can use as the profile picture of the Facebook page and the Instagram account.
Okay, I will do that. Should it be a color photo or black and white?
A color photo would be better.
Okay. I have the only issue there, I have with my new publisher, I submitted them a photo that they liked and that they're using on the back cover of a book that will be published later, mm-hmm. but it's black and white. But I'm an, as I said, a pretty old guy. I have photos that were taken by a professional photographer. Mm-hmm. And I will, is it okay if I reach out to that person and get from them some color photos and send them on to you?
Sure. That will be fine. Besides this, you can just share the black and white one with me as well. We'll see if it works fine. We're going to use it. Otherwise, I'll let you know if a colored photo is acquired.
Okay. Well, I will do that. I will work on that tonight.
Sounds perfect. All right. Besides this, anything else for me?
No, I have no other questions for you. I'm very satisfied. This is exciting.
Thank you so much for the valuable feedback, Joseph. It really means a lot. And I just wanted to like do a follow-up on the remaining amount. So is it possible for you like to pay anything?
Yes, I'd be more than happy to the arrangement that I had originally with Jessica was that once I saw some work product, that I would be happy to pay the additional $1,500, which would take me to one half of the package price. Is that what you have in mind?
The total cost of the project is $7,000 over here, right?
Yes.
And you have already paid initially $2,000, so... $5,000 is remaining.
Okay. Well, I'm okay with that. I will pay the remaining $5,000 because I can now see that you are on the level, as we say, and very competent.
So should we just charge the complete amount?
Same card.
Or,
Yeah, you could charge the remaining $5,000.
All right. It's going to be the same card?
Yes.
All right. Just give me a minute. Let me just confirm it.
All right, Joseph, you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, please confirm me. It's going to be the same card ending on 006?
Yes, that's the same card, yes.
Perfect. Just a minute here. All right, Joseph, you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, the payment has been successfully charged.
I just got a notification. Hold on. Amex is asked me, is this okay? And I'm going to say yes. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, they've approved it. It should go through.
Perfect. And Joseph, there's one more thing. It will show over there as the name of Codex Lab, which is the name of our merchant.
Yes, I know that. Mm-hmm.
That sounds perfect. That's all I wanted to know. All right. So anything
now,
else?
Just yes. Could you help me understand what the term hashtag is referring to in all of the displays you sent me?
It's just like a kind of a search word. Like if anyone is searching anything with this hashtag, any of the hashtags in the post, then they are able to see your post over there.
Okay. Now, I did notice that in the listings of them, I don't think it included any of the author names that I had suggested. Hi, Sammy. I had suggested, for instance, Balducci, Child, Clancy, and Grisham. They're not in there, and I didn't know if that's because they won't use a proper name like that. But people who buy my books are also fans of those writers.
So let's do that, Joseph. Can you please just list down all the names and send them to me over a text or email?
Yes.
And I'm going to share it with the team. And if it's possible to use these names in the hashtags, we are surely going to use it.
Well, that's beautiful. My last question is, you had mentioned you will send me, I think an email would be best, with what you called the credentials for these
For the Instagram account
site.
And the link off your Facebook page.
And that will show me how, as a old guy who doesn't know how to do this stuff very well, but I should be able to use that information to see these sites?
Yep. You can, like, if you already have an existing account, you can see all these postings from there as well. And if you don't have, then you can simply log into these accounts, and you can monitor all the postings over there.
Well, that's great. Well, you've been very, very helpful. I'm very impressed, and thank you, Steve.
Thank you so much, Joseph. All right, then. So I will get back to you with the revised calendar, most probably by day end or by tomorrow.
That's great. Thank you, Steve. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.